Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. I'm Kara Tabor. Columbia is looking to become the first city in Missouri to institute a plastic bag ban. However, when the issue comes before the City Council on March 2nd, city staff will ask the council to delay a vote on the proposed ban for another year. But many cities and even one state have passed plastic bag bans or fees. KBIA's Stephen Anthony has the story.
In September 2014, California became the first state in the nation to ban single-use plastic bags on a statewide level. All counties in Hawaii have also banned plastic bags. Alex Padilla is the current California Secretary of State who pushed through the ban as a state senator in 2014.
Plastic bags equally wreak havoc in the inland communities, cities, and rural areas of the state that I believe it needed a statewide solution.
Padilla says retailers were initially hesitant about a statewide policy, but they eventually came around to the idea.
As a result of grappling with different laws and different ordinances applying in different parts of the state, they got to the point where they preferred the consistency of having a statewide policy.
Meanwhile, many cities across America have instituted plastic bag bans or fees. Dallas, Texas passed an ordinance in 2014 mandating a 5-cent fee on all plastic bags. Dallas City Councilmember Dwayne Caraway pushed through the fee after his original proposed ban didn't get enough support from the council. He says after some hiccups, Dallas is beginning to see the results of the fee.
People are beginning to become more educated and cooperative. The use of the bags coming out of the store has reduced greatly.
Representatives from Dallas, Santa Fe, and Portland all said they either banned plastic bags or imposed a fee to cut down on the litter plastic bags cause their cities. Phil Rosinski of the American Plastic Bag Alliance says reducing litter is a good goal, but banning plastic bags is not a way to get there.
Banning products is waste and environmentalism. It's not meaningful environmentalism.
As Columbia considers its own proposed plastic bag ban, other cities have offered advice on how the debate will go. Portland, Oregon's plastic bag ban was imposed in 2011, and it was expanded to include all stores by late 2013. Megan Ponder is a policy analyst with the Portland Bureau of Planning and Sustainability.
What I would recommend is when it is implemented that you at least allow enough time for retailers to go through their existing inventory.
Rosinski says the Plastic Bag Alliance is trying to persuade the Columbia City Council against imposing a ban, instead putting a focus on education about litter reduction and recycling.
We're helping the city look at more reasonable and meaningful solutions. Education about litter reduction, education about recycling, things that mean a lot without this feel-good policy of banning plastic bags. It really doesn't achieve anything.
Fabian Trujillo is the director of the Santa Fe Economic Development Division. He says Santa Fe's ban that took effect in 2014 faced much opposition.
We had lobbyists from the chemical companies that came over here that are manufacturers of plastic bags.
Ponder says Portland did one specific thing that has made its ban work.
We worked with organizations that serve low-income and senior communities to provide about 10,000 reusable bags.
If the Columbia City Council does pass a plastic bag ban, it will hold the distinction as the first city in the Show Me State to not allow plastic bags in its stores. Stephen Anthony, KBIA News, Columbia.
Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat. For KBIA News, I'm Kara Tabor.